Hello, my name is Chris and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. And we would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I am not selling anything and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Jordi Garcia Diaz?
Yeah, this is him.
Thank you very much. And to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
8 years.
Thank you very much. And what is your primary branch of trade? Is it tile of marble or marble finisher, plasterer, stone mason, refractory bricklayer, marble mason, PCC restoration, ceramic?
I have both. I have bricklayer and PCC.
And which one would you like to record as your primary one?
Let's do bricklayer.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, thank you. And on the last job that you worked on, were you an improver, a finisher or helper, apprentice, journey or level mechanic, or foreman?
Apprentice.
Thank you very much. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Yes.
Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted work, over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
None.
Thank you. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for a non-union contractor over the past year?
No.
Yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
More.
Thank you. And do you get the sense that there are more construction, more union construction workers? Do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
There's more union construction.
Thank you. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union's projects in your community?
Yes.
Thank you. Yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
No.
And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through your state or local government, privately through federal government, or do you not know?
I don't know.
Okay, thank you. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
The same.
Thank you. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
Same.
Thank you. Now we're going to switch gears a bit. Thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Is it unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat or cold, falling objects, fall risks, COVID-19, dust or air quality, or something else, or do you have no real safety concerns on the job?
No, not real.
Okay, thank you. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
Yes.
And did you attend that meeting in person or online?
Online.
Thank you. Now, for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Picketing, yes or no?
No.
Union organizing?
No.
Political canvassing?
No.
Thank you very much. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
Location.
Okay, thank you. Now we're going to change the subject to the world beyond the union. Please rank the following news sources from the one that you are most likely to get your news from to the one that you are least likely to get your news from. The list that we have here is friends and neighbors, cable news, radio, local TV news programming, the internet or social media, and print or online newspapers. Please rank those sources from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source that you are the most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the source that you are least likely to get your news from. So which one is the first? Yeah?
The internet and social. That's number one.
Mm-hmm. And
the least one, the fifth, is the news.
The local TV news programming or cable
news?
Yes,
cable news.
Cable news. Now, after the internet or social media, which one is the one that you, the news sources that are most likely to get, I'm sorry, let me restart. From the ones that we have left, which is the second most likely source that you get your news from? Is it friends and neighbors, radio, local TV news programming, print or online newspapers?
Neighbors.
Neighbors. And after neighbors, is it radio, local TV news programming, or print or online newspapers?
Radio.
Radio. After radio, is it more likely for you to get your news from local TV news programming or print or online newspapers?
Newspapers.
Newspapers. And I suppose this one is over here. So let me go over them once again to make sure that I got that correctly. So the internet, the first one would be the internet or social media, second, friends and neighbors, third, radio, fourth, print or online newspapers, fifth, local TV news programming, and sixth, cable news.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, which of the following issues matters most to you right now? The environment, education, support for labor unions, foreign policy, immigration, jobs and the economy, healthcare, or something else?
Healthcare.
Thank you very much. Now, as you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
And as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payments of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that federal elected officials support it?
Important.
And is that somewhat or very important?
Very important.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
I don't know.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, you know.
Thank you. Now, as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
Workers.
Thank you. And do you support them somewhat more or much more?
Some.
Okay, thank you. Now, please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as president overall.
Approve.
And do you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. What about the job he has done on foreign affairs?
Somewhat approve.
What about the work he has done on support for labor unions?
Some approve.
And what about the job he has done on healthcare?
Some approve.
And is that strongly approved or somewhat approved?
Some approve, yeah.
Thank you. And do you disapprove or approve the job Joe Biden has done on the economy?
Some don't approve.
And on the job that he has done on immigration?
Some don't approve.
Thank you very much. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job?
Some approve.
Thank you. Oh, somewhat approve, you said. Okay.
Yes.
Now we're going to change a bit. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
And we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you will not vote?
50-50.
Thank you. And if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Don't know.
Okay, that's fine. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
Yes.
Now, turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Would you rate it as poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
Thank you. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Would you rate it as poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
Thank you. Now we have an open-ended question. How could the union best improve its representation and service? I can type your answer.
They've done a good job.
What was that?
To keep the job going.
Okay, so they are doing a good job.
Yeah.
But if you were to give them advice in something, what would you say?
To keep going, keep giving them more jobs. Get more jobs going.
Get more jobs for the workers?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Now, what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? Or what is the most important thing that the union should be working on right now?
Getting health better, the healthier, the insurance better.
Oh, so improve the insurance?
Yes.
Improve the insurance. And when you mean improve the insurance, do you mean the safety, about safety or healthcare or?
Yeah, healthcare.
Oh. let me just add it over here. Healthcare. Thank you. Now, what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Is it mail, email, text messages, union meetings, or job sites?
Union meetings.
Thank you. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Never, once a year, a couple times a year, or four or more times a year?
More times a year.
Okay, thank you. And let's see. And finally, we're almost there. Just three more questions. And we're done. Now, I would like to ask a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
I don't know.
Okay. Do you think of yourself as closer to the Democratic Party or the Republican Party?
I don't know.
And do you, just to make sure that we have a representative sample, what is your race?
Race like what?
Your ethnical background.
Oh, Hispanic.
Thank you. Finally, and strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
My first name?
Yes.
Garcia.
Just your first name.
I don't want to put my name there, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. Well, thank you very much for your time, then. We have concluded the survey.
Awesome.
Have a wonderful day. Thank you.
You too.
Me too. I don't want to talk.